Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim B'Siyata Dishmaya. We are in Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, B'Siyata Dishmaya. This is the third Shi'ur on this Halacha. And we established in the previous shiur that there's a special din of a melech mimalchus beis David that he's done al pi din Torah. That was, in a nutshell, what we fleshed out in the previous shiur. And now we're continuing again based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So it would appear now that that we learn from the Pasuk, that Beis David, Malchei Beis David can judge, because the Pasuk says, Dinu Laboker Mishpat. And as we said in the first year, we learn from this that it can't be that Beis David isn't judging, but it's not because of the reason of the Rosh in the case of Mishnah necessarily, because their reason was that if the Torah specifically matir something, we can answer it. But that din isn't muskam. That din is not universally accepted. So that's not necessarily the reason. Rather, the Ikar Kavana is Shebe'emes melech ikaro l'mishpat u'milchamot. Kmo shekotev Rambam, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, that a king is primarily there for judgment and for wars, Rambam 4:10 in Hilchos Malachim. And it's impossible to completely uproot the whole mitzius of the Malchus and make him a king that doesn't judge. All right, that's his tafkid, to judge. So how are you uprooting the mitzius of the Malchus and making him a king who's not judging? Can't be. Zoi stira le'etzem mitziyut ha-malchut. El shekanal, mishpat ha-melech eino al-pi din Torah dafka. Ubepshuto kol ma she'amrush, melech eino dan, haino lefi din Torah. Uvaday yachol melech Yisrael ladun bedin bedat nimusit, gam levatar ha-takana. So, as we said earlier, that the mishpat of the king is not necessarily al pi din Torah. The king can judge shelo al pi din Torah. And b'pshuto, that we said melech eino dan is lefi din Torah. That's when a melech isn't judging. A melech isn't judging al pi din Torah. And certainly a king, a Melech Yisrael, where we have a takana, that he's not allowed to judge, but he's certainly allowed to judge b'din nimusis, according to secular civil law, or whatever he thinks is right, whatever his own sense of justice is. He definitely has the right to judge that way, even after the takana against the Melech Yisrael judging. Because this isn't shayach to the reason of the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that the reason a Melech can't judge, it's because there's going to be a takala and a hefse for the dust, for the religion. It's going to be a loss. It is going to be a perversion of our religion. And here it won't be, because he's not judging al pi das, not according to a religion. So therefore, a Melech Yisrael can judge. And look at the Meiri, and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Masbemas Nisan, the Kosev Le Sefer Torah, etc. Yoshev b'din hi imoy. When the king sits in judgment, the Sefer Torah is with him. And the question is, v'chei ein melech dan? What do you mean, Yoshev b'din v'hu imoy? How can the Sefer Torah be with him when he's judging? He's not judging. So the Meiri explains, what does it mean, b'din? Shudan be'atzmoy betoch sisei malchus. What does that mean? Like we said, midin malchus she'ena divrei Torah, midin the malchus that's not Torah, a melech Yisrael can also judge. And this there was no takana, that each judge shall all be divrei Torah. Unless we say that what the Meiri means is not the din of Ben Adam Chavero, but that he's being done out Tzarchei Malchus, but that's not the mashmos of the Lashon of the Meiri. On the other hand, we're trying to say Pshat is that he's being done Shalal Pidin Torah, but what's the Lashon of Tachsisei Malchus? That's the Lashon of the Meiri. Tachsisei, a Tachsis is like the laws of Malchus. What does that mean exactly? It's not clear. So the Meiri of the Ran writes another Teretz that we're talking about Dinei Mominis. Talking about Dinei Mominis. And the Chor we see from this that all that a king isn't judge is only doesn't judge, it's Bedinei Nefashis. When does a king, yes, judge Bedinei Mominis? Monetary law. But not in capital law. Law relating to capital punishment. And this is Tamua from the Sugya 18b. Gemara asks that we say that the Kohen Gadol is made bifnei hamelech, that the king is one of the judges, frak the Gemara, barei ein moshivin melech b'sanhedrin. What does that mean, says the Gemara? You're not allowed to be moshivin melech b'sanhedrin. Since you're now allowed to be Moshe v'melech b'sanhedrin, what does it mean? According to the Ran, well, the Gemara's kasha is, how can it be that a Kohen Gadol is being made bifnei hamelech? A melech isn't sitting on the Sanhedrin. Well, the divrei haran, harei b'dinei mominis, don melech Yisrael. According to the Ran, the Gemara's kash is not shver. He is judging when it comes to Mominis. So what's your problem, the Gemara, when you say, how can a Kohen Gadol be made bifnei hamelech, ein moshiv melech b'sanhedrin? Okay, so it's some dinei Mominis, according to the Ran. The Gemara doesn't say that, shver and the Ran. So we can say pshat in the Ran, that he's done mi mishpat hamelech shelo apidin Torah. And he holds that this is only bedinei mominis. That he judges regular cases of non-nefashis shelo apidin Torah. When it says a Kohen Gadol isn't made, it's talking about bedinei Yisrael. And ein mam ein moshiv in melech b'sanhedrin is talking about obviously dinei Yisrael. But he is allowed to judge. Shalal Pidin Torah. If it's Dinei Mominis. So there is Din B'Malchei Yisrael. And then after he writes that Teretz, the Ran writes the Teretz of Dinei Mominis, he writes the Teretz of the Meiri that he's talking about Tachsisei Malchus. V'hainu Tzorech HaMelucha. It's for the needs of the kingdom and not bedin shebein adam lechaveiro. So he has two terutzim then. One terutz is dinei mominis shelo al pi din Torah. And another one is that he's judging matters of the kingship. That's tachsisei malchus. Tzorech hamelucha v'loi bedin shebein adam lechaveiro. Al kol panim mevuar mizeh שלא הפקיעו ממלכי ישראל את הכוח לדון מצד מלך. They did not completely uproot from מלכי ישראל the power to judge as a king. Because that's נגד המלכוס, the job of the king הרי is to judge. and you can't remove him from his kingship. And Memela Malchei Beis David, they judge Machmas Malchus B'din Torah, they judge according to Torah law. And on that we have the pasuk of Dino Laboker Mishpat, that they judge in the morning. Rashi Megillah 14a, Divar Maskel V'chidanin, Shehu Mishum She'ein Danin Balayla Ela Baboker, because they don't judge at night, they only judge in the morning. That's why it says Dinu Laboker Mishpat. There's no night judgment, there's only morning judgment. In other words, the Malchei Beis David are being done al pi din Torah, she'ein done in balayla. That's Malchei Beis David. Dinu la boiker mishpat in the morning, not balayla. If it was not al pi din Torah, it would be balayla, but it's al pi din Torah, so it has to be by day. In the Sefer Torah Schayim, he asks, why do we bring this pasuk specifically? There are a lot of pesukim about the judgment of a king. That David would judge Din Yisrael. Why do you bring specifically this pasuk? And the answer is, we're trying to bring a pasuk to show not only did he judge, but he judged al pi din Torah, dinu la boker mish, but it has to be in the morning. Over Melech beis David im lo yadun din Torah, if they're not judging din Torah, it's a hafka of the malchus. By Malchei Yisrael, it's not hafka of the malchus. They can judge other types of judgment, but Melech, the Gemara is trying to tell us that Malchei Beis David have to judge dafka din Torah, al pi din Torah, otherwise it's hafka of the malchus. And that's why we bring specifically this pasuk and not stam a pasuk that a king is judging. Akdam of the Mariyah to say for Shoftim, he writes Be'emes, Shekevan Shemelech Be'ikro Eloi L'mishpat HaTorah Mishum Hochi Einoi Don Midarabonon Ein Sham Mevuar Mizeh Melech Yisrael isn't judging Alpi Torah, and Memelo Midarabon, we say that he's not allowed to judge. So we see that Malchei Beis David, that their din is only al pi din Torah. They can't have a din of lo dan. So otherwise you're mafkia the malchus from them. Only Malchei Yisrael. That anyway they're not judging al pi Torah. They can make a din that they're not judging the Rabbanan. But Malchei Beis David, that have to judge min haTorah mimela, they can't uproot their koach ha-mishpat. And they have to continue judging al pi din Torah. That's exactly what we've been saying. Baruch Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya. Vayein b'tshuvas harosh b'klal kuf zayin shehuva b'beit Yosef b'choshen mishpat b'siman yud zayin shekshe b'mishpat shloimoy b'beiz hanoshim de'eich don al pi umdina ayein sham b'divrei HaRosh, HaBeis Yosef, in Mishpat Shlomo with the two women, with the baby, how is Shlomo being done al pi umdina, based on what his assessment of who's the mother? V'tamua, sh'arei kol Mishpat HaMelech hu'al pi ra'ayot, she'inan al pi devrei Torah, m'gfura shel Alan b'Rambam, v'alcha yud, sh'yesh l'melech l'harog shelo b'ra'aya b'rura. So what's the kasha? The whole Mishpat HaMelech is al pi rayas and not al pi divrei Torah, like we see in the Rambam 4:10, that a king can kill even shelo b'raya brura. So what's the problem with Shlomo? You can even kill based on a raya shelo brura. Based on what we said, we can say that's all meikar adin. But Shlomo was mibeis David, and the Rosh holds no, it has to be dafka din Torah, and therefore has he being done al pi umdina. You need Shnayim Edim. האם בזה בגמרא בראש שנה דף כ"ט עמוד ב' ביקש קהלת לדון דינים שבלב בלא עדים בלא התראה? יצתה בת קור ואמרה לו, וכתוב יושר דברי אמת, אמת, על פי שניים עדים. קהלת שלמה wanted to judge without Edim, without Hasra, he wanted to judge based on his intuition. And the Bas Kol says, no, על פי שניים עדים, משפט שלמה is only על פי שניים עדים. והאם בזה בספר מערץ חייס, בספר תורת נביאים בפרק ה'. ומעתה מיושבת היטב קושיית המערשה. Now we can answer the kash of the marsha on the kash of Taisvis. Taisvis asks, what do we need a special din? She'ein ze b'yudchet amud bet. She'ein moshivin melech b'sanhedrin. V'tebu glei de melech ein odan. Why do we need a braisa to tell you that you're not allowed to place a melech in the Sanhedrin? We already have a Mishnah that tells us that a king can't judge. So it's pashat ein moshivin melech b'sanhedrin. That was the kasha of Taisvis. David. But you see in the Gemara, the Malchim Beis David, the Mishnah Malchim Beis David can be done. And the Nafkamina would be, but you're not allowed a place to put them in the Sanhedrin. Achein lahanal ata shapir. No, but based on what we said, it's very good. Because the whole Nafkamina between Malchim Beis David and Malchim Yisrael is only mitzadin ha-melech. Tzaddin Melech, in order to remain a king, you have to judge Malchei Beis David al-Pi Torah and Malchei Yisrael Shalom al-Pi Torah. So that whole Mafkamina is Midin Mitzaddin HaMelech, Mitzaddin Hafkar Mimalchus. We don't want to be Mafkir, remove him from his kingship, from his throne. אבל בסנהדרין, לדון מדין סנהדרין, הרי אין כאן הפקוע ממלכוס. But to judge somebody מדין סנהדרין, that's not מפקיע מלכוס. When you say that he can't judge in the Sanhedrin. And here, מלכי בייס דוד are equal to מלכי ישראל. Because when you see in the Braisa that it says, Ein Moshivin Melech B'Sanhedrin, so the Gemara is understanding that it's equal. Tosin is understanding that they're equal. Malchei Beis David is equal to Malchei Yisrael. Neither of them can judge in the Sanhedrin. The only reason that Malchei Beis David is allowed to judge up in the Torah is otherwise not a king. But to judge in the Sanhedrin, Mechitetsi? Why should he be able to judge in the Sanhedrin? Because of that, Tosas has a very good kasha. Gam Malchei Beis David ain't done in the Sanhedrin. Tosfot onim l'sheila hazot v'yesh lomar d'hacha mayri dafka lo slicha v'yesh lomar Dehadein Melech Dan, Hani Mi Levado. That the king isn't judging, that's only talking about not judging alone. Mishum Dein Danim Oso, Deloy Karinan Bey, is Koshishu Vakoshu. You know why he can't judge? Because he can't judge him. And if you can't judge him, so then clean up your own act before you're judging other people. But he can't be judged, so he has no right to judge other people. Aval im acherim shapir motzi don, then it didn't ignore people of ad. But with others, he can judge. Because since the judgment is not being completed is not being finalized based on his word alone. There are other people as well. So he can judge with other people. So he can sit on the Sanhedrin, but he can judge with other people. And that's why it's a chiddush to say he can't sit on the Sanhedrin, because he already can judge. So what's the chiddush about the Sanhedrin? The answer is no, he can judge, as long as he's not judging alone. And therefore that he can't sit in the Sanhedrin is a chiddush, because he can judge, just not alone. Why can he judge not alone? Because Ana din nigmar al piv levado. The judgment is not only be established based on his words. So in the Mela we say that Ein Moshiv and Melech b'Sanhedrin say that, yeah, he can judge, just not in the Sanhedrin. But he can judge as long as he's not alone. Zeh Tirutz Shel Tosfot. As lebatar shetirtzu, after the Teretz of Tosfos, there is no din of Sheino Dan. The whole din is Shaloi Danem Oisai. It's really that you're not allowed to judge him. And in Mele, he's not allowed to judge others because of his kosher v'kosher, like we said. Because you got to clean up your own act before you're judging others. You can't be judged. So if you can't be judged, how can you judge others? If so, the Malchei Beis David, we have to say that Malchut Beis David are judged. Why? Because otherwise he can't judge. Gam din haMelech mitzad iskoshu v'koshu. Then he can't judge because of his koshu v'koshu. How could he judge others? Melech Beis David, we said judges, but how could he judge if he's not being judged? It must be that he is judged, and therefore he can judge others. Shuv Shapir Gam Damatar is based in. Now we can really judge Al Pitar is based in. Because in theory, Malchei Yisrael could also judge. Malchei Beis David can judge just like Malchei Yisrael in theory can judge. The only reason Malchei Yisrael can't judge is because they can't be judged. It's Koshu Bakoshu. But since Malchei Beis David can be judged, so it must be they can also judge others. And they can judge with Torah's based in. Apidin Torah. Zeh b'teirutz ha-tosfot. Aval al b'kushyatam, Tosis kasha was, so what do you need a special, what do you need a special din in Moshiv m'Sanhedrin than Allah to judge at all? Tosis was learning that it's a din atzmi, she'ein odan. We learned that he's not allowed to judge at all. That's how Tosis is learning in the Kasha, that a king isn't allowed to judge at all. And therefore they understood that it's talking about the Malchei Beis David as well. In other words, in the Kasha, Tosis was learning that it's true a Melech can be done, but not the Sanhedrin. Because it's not a hafkoeh from his Malchus if he doesn't judge in the Sanhedrin. As long as he can judge. So therefore Tosis asks, what do you need to come on to the din of Sanhedrin for? Lamali din miyucha that the en moshiv in Melech b'Sanhedrin. Typically the Melech ain't no done. Memela, you don't need a din that he can't sit in the Sanhedrin, it's Pashat. So the Marashat asked, yeah, but it's a nafkamina by Malchei Beis David. No, but we said the whole nafkamina between Malchei, the answer is the whole nafkamina between Malchei Beis David and Malchei Yisrael is only mitzad din haMelech. But the Sanhedrin, ladun midin Sanhedrin, there's no hafkami Malchus. So here Malchei Beis David are just like Malchei Yisrael, neither of them can sit in the Sanhedrin. Never Tosis, that's a good kasha. Shegam Malchei Beis David ain't done in the Sanhedrin. And that's not of kaf in their malchus, because they can judge other judgments, al pi din Torah. Just not in the Sanhedrin, so you're not being mafkia them from their malchus because they are judging. But not in the Sanhedrin. In the Sanhedrin, who says they can judge? It's not hafkah from their malchus not to be in the Sanhedrin. The special din of Sanhedrin, who says they have that din? Malchei Yisrael, just like Malchei Beis Avos, like Malchei Yisrael, neither of them can judge in Sanhedrin. That's in the Kasha. And then what's the Teretz? The Teretz is that there's no din that a Malchei Yisrael isn't done. The whole din is ain't done him also. You're now allowed to judge Malchei Yisrael, and then because you're now allowed to judge Malchei Yisrael, they're now allowed to judge others. But Malchei Beis David, that you do judge them. So otherwise, how are they allowed to judge others? So now they have a din. They don't have a problem of if you wouldn't be allowed to judge them, then you'd have a problem with koshu v'koshu. But since you are allowed to judge them, we don't have it as koshu v'koshu issue. And they can judge, and if they can judge, they can judge b'taras Beis Din. They can judge b'taras Sanhedrin. In theory, if not for the special din of Ein Moshe Ben Melech B'Sanhedrin. So why can't they judge like a regular Beis Din? They can even judge B'Taras Beis Din, they can judge B'Taras Sanhedrin. Is it Shumba? That shouldn't be a problem. That's Tosis Teretz. And that's why you need the special din of Ein Moshe Ben Melech B'Sanhedrin. But in the Kasha they were learning that it's a din that he's not allowed to be done. In the Kasha Tosis was learning that the whole mafkamina between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Beis David is only mitzad din hamelech. And Malchei Beis David mitzad din hamelech can judge and Malchei Yisrael can't. But Sanhedrin, Ladun Midin Sanhedrin, there's no Hafkami Malchus, and Malchei Beis David can't judge either. So they're included in the Yisr of judgment. So you don't need a din of Ein Moshe Ben Melech B'Sanhedrin. It's Pashut. Melech Ein Odan. And the only time a king, a Melech is allowed to be done, a Melech by Malchei Beis David, is Apidin Melech, otherwise he's not a Melech. But who says that's in the Sanhedrin? So maybe you don't need a special din of Ein Moshe Ben Melech B'Sanhedrin. But then Tosis and their Teretz turned around. And they said there's no din at all that they can't be done. The whole din is Ein Danim Oso. That's the din of Malchei Yisrael. Ein Danim Oso. Mamela, when it comes to Malchei Beis David, there's no koshu v'koshu because you can't judge them. You obviously can judge Malchei Beis David because they're judging others, so there's no koshu v'koshu, so they can judge regular. That's why you would think that they could judge in the Sanhedrin. But in the Kasha, they thought you couldn't judge in the Sanhedrin because you thought it was hafkah. We thought it was Afkar from them being able to judge Al Pidin Sanhedrin. Because they can only judge insofar as they're not wrapping Mafkir them Imalchus. But that's not in the Sanhedrin. And the Teretz says, no, you would think that they could judge in the Sanhedrin, because it's not only that they can judge in order not to be Mafkir them Imalchus. They can judge in general. Because you have no koshu v'koshu, because the whole din is ain't done moso, and therefore they can't be judge others. But that doesn't apply to Malchei Beis David. Done moso, and maybe they can be done others. So why not midin Sanhedrin as well? Whereas in the Kasha, we thought that their judgment was much more limited. Just said we're not mafkia them imalchus, but that doesn't give them the right to judge in the Sanhedrin. We just want to keep them as melech midin melech. The only way they can judge is that they remain melech, but who says that they have to go on the Sanhedrin? And the Torah says, no, they can judge in general. Because there's no iskoshi bakoshi problem, because danim also mele danim achem, so mele they can be in the Sanhedrin. Kamash malan, and Moshe ben Melech be Sanhedrin. So that's the Mahalach and Tosis. And here we see Gevaldik that Tosis veers from what the Rosh says, because the Rosh holds that the reason it Mount Melech Beis David can judge is why, is because the Pasuk says that a Melech Beis David can judge, and the rabbis can't make a takan against the Pasuk Mefurish. Like the famous Taz, that with the Pasuk is Matir Mefurish, the rabbis can't make a takan against that, but we said that's debatable. Anyway, we see Tosis isn't holding like the Rosh. The Rosh holds because it can't go against an explicit Pasuk. But according to what Tosis writes, there's no din that a Melech can't judge. The only din is that a Melech can't be judged. And since a melech can't be judged, we have a problem of his koshu v'koshu. If he can't be judged, then he can't judge others. So why can't we just make a takana that he can't be judged? And mimeili, he can't judge others, but that's not against the pasuk, because we're only making a takana that he can't be judged. So the rabbis aren't going against the pasuk. Their rabbis are saying he can't be judged. And then mimeili, he can't judge others, because his koshu v'koshu. First clean up your own act. Can't judge others before you judge. You can't judge others if you can't be judged yourself. So according to Tosis, that would be the Mahalach. Let the rabbis just be metaking that ain't done him also, and then he wouldn't be able to judge others because of his kosher v'kosher. So it wouldn't be a problem of making a takan against the pasuk, because it's not against the rush, it's against the pasuk. According to the rabbis, according to Tosis, not against the pasuk, because there was no takan of it. A Melech Yisrael can't judge. Takan is he can't be judged. And if he can't be judged, maybe he can't judge others because of his koshu v'koshu. So the question then is, so why can't Malchei Beis David judge? Now, why can Malchei Beis David judge? The Rosh says Malchei Beis David is against the pasuk. According to Tosafot, it wouldn't be against the pasuk. Just be mitak and they can't judge others. In the middle, they can't. Maybe mitak, they can't be judged. In the middle, they can't judge others. So why do Malchei Beis David not judge? Why can Malchei Beis David judge? What's the problem of answering them from judging? It wouldn't be direct. Be indirect. It would only be because it's kosher v'kosher. We just say they can't be judged. In the middle, they can't judge others. So it must be, like we said, b'das ha'taisvus. That there can't be a matzav that a king can't judge. And if we say that he can't be judged, that means he can't judge, then we're being mafkiyim from the melech. Because that's the din of Malchus Beis David, that a king can judge, al pi Torah. Otherwise you're being mafkiyim from the melech, because the tafkid of the king is to judge. You can't be mafkiyim from his malchus. And saying that a melech Beis David can't judge al pi din Torah is afka from his malchus. That's according to Tosis why they couldn't be metakin, that you can't judge him. Because if you can't judge him, Memela, he can't judge others because of his koshu v'koshu. And then he's your mafkiyim from din melech, zelo yechol liot. And that's why Malchei Beis David then. Whereas according to the Rosh and others, the reason is because a Melech Beis David can judge, because if you say he can't, it's against the pasuk. Okay, so that's stage two in our journey. And we still have a lot more to say, b'siyata d'shmaya. V'advarim ayu me'ire einayim u'misamchei leif. Baruch Hashem. Aval anachnu lo rotzim la'atzor po, anachnu rotzim l'tkadem, l'rot od ve'od nefla'ot mitorat Hashem itbarach. So please stay tuned. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, and friends. Believe that we shall continue.